This episode is brought to you by my friends at Compliment and their incredible Compliment Essential Multi-Nutrient with the 8 critical hard-to-get nutrients on a plant-based diet all in one place. There's no question that the plant-based diet is a nutrient powerhouse. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know I preach that all of the time. But no matter how great it is for your long-term health, no diet is perfect. Even a well-planned diet can lack a few important nutrients for your health. That's where Complement Essential comes in. It provides those essential nutrients like vitamin B12 and DHA and EPA omega-3s in science-backed bioavailable amounts, all in a simple capsule you take daily. It even comes in 100% biodegradable packaging that will literally break down in your backyard if you were to bury it. To learn more about Complement's products and why I choose Essential to complement my diet, go to lovecomplement.com/Ashley and use the code Ashley10 at checkout for 10% off your purchase. Welcome to the Plant-Centered and Thriving Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Kitchens. I'm a plant-based registered dietitian and virtual nutrition mentor. I was raised on an Angus cattle farm, grew up with a lot of GI issues, and used the power of plant-based eating to promote healing. Here you'll find inspiration, ideas, and encouragement for your own plant-based journey. I'm so thrilled you're here today. Let's get started. Welcome to the show, Plant Center listener. My name is Ashley and I am your host today. And today I have a very special guest and story to share with you. This is the story of Kelly, who has taken pivotal, heartbreaking moments in his life and used those to spur his transition to a plant-based diet. Kelly Gilberry, CHN, is a fervent advocate for holistic wellness. He's an accomplished health coach, plant-based nutritionist, a published author, and an inspiring keynote speaker dedicated to guiding you towards the life of your aspirations. His expertise lies in identifying and transforming counterproductive food-related behaviors, habits, and beliefs. With a philosophy rooted in straightforward methods, Kelly empowers his clients to achieve their health objectives through sustainable lifestyle modifications. His debut book, Plants Saved My Life, serves as a comprehensive guide to understanding how lifestyle medicine can be a catalyst for reclaiming your well-being. Kelly's zeal for crafting impactful resources is particularly geared towards those grappling with obesity and chronic health issues. Kelly goes into detail about how he reversed several of his chronic diseases and lost weight as he transitioned to a plant-based diet. Drawing on an impressive 18-year tenure in training and development, Kelly harnesses the instructional strategies honed during his time as an instructor at the U.S. Naval Academy to passionately convey the principles of health and natural healing to his audience. Y'all, this conversation was heartfelt, it was empowering, and he shares so much information that I know will help your journey. Please join me in welcoming to the show, Kelly. Kelly, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to share your story and really just dive into all these things that sort of have led you to where you are today.
100%. Thanks for having me. Let's do it. I'm excited about it.
Sweet. Well, before we get into like the nitty gritty details, I'm curious if you could kind of just share a little bit about your personal health transformation, and then we'll really dive deep into what went on.
Well, yeah, a little bit about me is a few years ago, I was actually in the worst shape of my life. I was a pre-diabetic, I had heart disease, and I was obese. And keep in mind, this is all at the very same doctor's visit. But the reason I get that diagnosis is, well, right before that, my mother had just passed away. She passed away maybe 3 months prior to that, 2 or 3 months prior to that, from heart disease, heart attack, which is the leading cause of death throughout the United States. And not even the United States, but just across the world. So when I'm flying back home and I'm just like, man, what the hell just happened? You know, she was literally here one day and gone the next day. And then I'm flying back on the plane. I'm like, I have no idea what just happened. My mom was here and now she's gone, taken by a heart attack. And then I go to the doctor and they're like, hey, man, you got all these chronic conditions and I'm in the worst shape of my life. So I decided that I was going to make a change. But before I made that change, my mother came to me in a dream and told me that I had this ability to be able to help other people heal themselves through chronic conditions. I had no idea what that dream meant. Keep in mind, when she comes to me in the dream, I'm obese. I'm a pre-diabetic and I got heart disease. Like, what do I know about healing anybody? Absolutely zero. So, but then that dream made sense a few months later when my uncle came to live with us. And when he came to live with us, they gave him 2 months to live because of his cancer. His cancer came back. So he beat cancer before and went into remission. And then it came back. And when it comes back, you know, when cancer comes back, it always comes back with a vengeance. So I was his caretaker during COVID. So I saw him go from a strong person to a very weak person. And then he ultimately passed away. So I was his caretaker until the last 5 days of his life. So I saw both sides of death. I saw how death will take you out quickly like that from a heart attack. And then I saw how death will take you out slowly from cancer. So then I go to the doctor and they're like, you got all these conditions. And then when he passed away, that dream for my mother made sense. It meant that, A, I needed to go on a mission to first transform my own health. And then once I transform my own health, and then next is to transform, just like my mother said, is to transform the health of everybody on this planet. That's my mission. I'm not going to stop doing that until the day that I die. Like that is what I'm most passionate about. Helping people, let them know that they don't have to pass away 20, 30, 40 years later from a preventable disease.
Yep, absolutely. Well, I'm here for it. That's for sure. So I'm so glad to kind of just dive into this more because those sound like some really pivotal moments in your life that led you to start making this change. So you're at the doctor's office, you know, they're telling you that you have all of these diagnoses. Well, then what happens after that? And obviously your mom comes to you in a dream and it's like, well, then how do you get to where you are today?
They didn't actually, it was from an epiphany actually. So when the doctors are like, hey, man, here's all this. He had the nurse call me, actually. I wasn't at the actually doctor's office when he told me this. It was on a phone call, right? So when I get back home and, you know, after they get the lab results back and all that stuff, they're like, here you go. Doctor wants to prescribe you this. He wants to prescribe you that. And I'm just like, it was actually a low moment for me because I had taken pride in the fact that I had never taken medication a day in my life, aside from some Motrin and Advil and, you know, something for my tummy. Other than that, I didn't take any medication. So when the doctor called me back and said that, I actually experienced a low moment. I thought back to when I was on a cruise. So I was on a cruise about, you know, maybe 7-8 years ago. And then on that cruise, there was a tour guide. And on that tour guide, someone on the bus asked the tour guide, hey, where do you get your medication from here? He said, we don't get our medication from the grocery store. We don't get our medication. When we need our medication, we go straight out here to the land. We go to the land, we grab a tree, a plant, bush, and we mix them together. Everything that we use to heal ourselves is from the land. So we just go out to the land and go get that. And then we just let nature take our course. And when I'm faced with this, hey, take these medications, I remember what that tour guide told me. He said, take the medicine from the earth and mix them together, make some type of concoction, and then you just let nature take its course. So that's what I decided to do. I decided that, yeah, you can just prescribe me the medication, but I'm saying to myself, I'm not going to take it. So I didn't take it. So I went on a crazy mission to transform my own health. So my mother told me, the more research I did, the more I kept pointing back to it's the food. So I'm putting in things into Google, like, why do people die? Because I wanted to know why my mother passed away. I wanted to know where heart disease came from. I wanted to know where cancer came from. I wanted to know where every stinking disease came from because I was going to go to war with it. And once I made that decision, I decided, oh, okay, yeah, it's all about the plant because Mother Nature is perfect in her design. There's a reason that there's over 250,000 edible plants on this planet. And that reason is called variety. And that's where you get the medication from. So the food is the medicine and the medicine is the food. So that's the philosophy that I use to transform my own health.
Oof. Oh my goodness. I got chills just listening to that because you're so right. And that mentality, like that tour guide mentioned, is so different than the mentality here in the States. I mean, we don't often look at food as a form of medicine or think that we have all these different plants that we could use to heal, cure, prevent certain diseases.
100%. That's where all the medication comes from anyway. All the medication you see in the stores and it's derived from a plant. So why not? So why cut out the middle, man? Just cut all that modern stuff and just go back to the roots. The food is the medicine and the medicine is the food.
Yep. Yep. Okay. So you have this epiphany and I'm curious, like, how did you start this journey? Because I know a lot of people listening today, they maybe are struggling with certain health ailments or they've started their plant-based journey, but kind of getting over that hurdle once you get all this information can be challenging. So how did you go from what I'm guessing is eating sort of like the standard American diet to a plant-based one? How did those first few steps sort of start for you?
Reasons. I had enough reasons. So I had all the reasons in the world. So if I have enough reasons, the how is easy. Right. People are like, oh, man, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do that. If you got enough strong enough reasons to why you'll do it, you'll figure it out. So what I did is I just started saying, okay, I'm cutting out all animal products. I'm not doing any animal products. I'm cutting out all the processed food. So then what was the next step? I started off doing juicing. Like, okay, let me get familiar with juicing. What's juicing all about? So I did that for a few days. And then once I got used to juicing, then I started getting into variety of like fruit bowls. Let me try. Okay, what's this different type of fruit bowl? Then I started doing, so I would hear someone talking, like my sister would say something about a tabbouleh bowl. Like her husband went vegan one time before and he was just like, he started eating a bunch of tabbouleh bowls. I'm like, well, what are tabbouleh bowls? So I just looked those up. And then I started figuring out about Buddha bowls. Like, what's Buddha bowls? Buddha bowls are just a whole bunch of deliciousness just tossing together in one big old pot. And that's how you eat it. Because the reason where Buddha bowls came about is because back in the day, Buddha used to go through all the towns and the people didn't have anything to give him. So they were like, okay, Buddha, he just had this big basket. So they just filled his basket up with a whole bunch of different foods, right? That was their gift to him for coming and doing what he does. So he would just have this big bowl of deliciousness and he called it a Buddha bowl. But the thing about a Buddha bowl is you gotta make a delicious sauce. So you can put non-starchy vegetables, starchy vegetables, whole grains. You can put beans. You can put leafy greens. You can put anything that you want in there and you just top it off with a delicious sauce. Then I would make a recipe. So I'll make a recipe and then one week and like, okay, I learned that recipe. And then I would make it again. And then I would kind of put my own spin on it. So that is kind of how I started.
Yep. So your reasons, your why was strong enough where the how was pretty easy. I mean, there was no turning back, it sounded like. I mean, you were on this journey, you were committed. And I'm curious too, what did you start noticing the more you got into these weeks of trying these recipes, eating plant-based? What did you notice just in how you felt physically?
I can tell you the first month was all about the digestion. I can tell you that. Yeah, the first month was digestion. The first month was, okay, like I was in corporate America. I just recently left corporate America, but when I was in corporate America, I'm a corporate trainer. So when I'm being a corporate trainer, I'm teaching a class, and this is in 2021. So I'm teaching a class and I'm like, hey, students, it's time for a break. They're like, well, we just had a break. Like, yeah, I know it's time for a break, but I got to go. But when you got to go, you got to go because you're changing up your microbes, right? You're changing up. You're going from eating hot dogs and hamburgers and double cheeseburgers and gummy worms and all that stuff with no fiber to a diet that's filled with fiber. And when that happens, your gut's going to notice. It's going to take notice. Yep. Right? So there were times that I had no control over. So I'm just like, man, if I don't go right now, then it's going to be a bad situation right here. So that's kind of what the first thing that I noticed was my digestion. Then after about a month, after about three weeks, I started to get a hold of my digestion a little bit. And it's like, okay, I'm able to control. I mean, it's still going to be this time to go, but I can control it a lot better than what I did before. So that's kind of the first thing I noticed. But then the first 5 months, I lost about 45 pounds. I was obese. So I lost about 45 pounds within the first 5 months. I went from an extra large to a medium shirt within the first 5 months. Ultimately, I'm in a small. But after about, you know, the first 5 months, I'm like, man, that's probably another 20 to 25 pounds that I could lose. So by the end of the year, I had 11 months. So by the end of the year, I lost about 65 pounds. So I reversed all my chronic conditions. I reversed heart disease. I reversed prediabetes. And I was back to my high school weight. Once you get to be 40, like, that's it, bro. Like, give it up. Right? You're destined to have a dad bod. You're destined to have, you know, all these chronic health conditions. You're probably going to die pretty soon. That's what they say when you turn 40. Well, I'm here to tell you that is so far from the truth. Health is not determined by your age.
Oof. I love that. And you're right. I mean, I hear people all the time say, oh, it's all downhill after 40. And it doesn't have to be. I mean, that might be the norm for our society, but it does not have to be the norm.
100%.
So I'm curious, did you end up going back to the doctor?
I did go back to the doctor. The reason I went back to this different doctor is because this doctor specialized in things like diabetes and diagnosing things of that nature. So I went back to him and he was just like, whoa, bro, that is, I told him, he showed my numbers before and he was just like, whoa, this is kind of unheard of. This is not normal everyday stuff that you dropped your cholesterol 100 points. I mean, you went from being a pre-diabetic, having heart disease, being obese to now having a 3% chance of having a heart attack in the next 10 years. So his mind was blown. It wasn't an original doctor, but even this doctor his mind was blown. And then I go back to him again the following year. My cholesterol went down even more. And I go back to him again. And then, you know, all of my numbers were great.
That's amazing. What a testament to a plant-based diet. I mean, really, in all the work that you were doing, you know, in the past year with everything that was going on. I'm curious too, Kelly, in those, you know, 11, 12 months, as you were transitioning and as you're kind of going through this in the beginning stages, what were some of like the challenges that you faced?
The challenges I faced were being out in society. Being out in society is when, keep in mind, like I said, I was a trainer, corporate trainer. So I'm traveling all over here. I'm going from this state, that state. I'm going to Canada. I'm doing everywhere to teach these classes. And then when I teach in these classes, I mean, it's not like vegan or plant-based options are everywhere. So I found out about this app called Happy Cow. And on this Happy Cow app, it just tells you all of the vegan locations, all the plant-based locations in there. And then, like I said, I'm so determined. That's why I go by One Determined Vegan, as you can see on my name here. It's One Determined Vegan. But I was so determined. My why was so strong that, again, the how is easy. Just because I'm out and about and it's inconvenience for me to have to go to the grocery store to stack my hotel fridge. Yeah, that's not convenient. That's like not normal stuff that I would, years prior, before I went plant-based or before the tragic passing of my mother, I would have just been like, bro, I'm not going to the grocery store to go stack my fridge at the hotel. I'm just going to go get whatever McDonald's, Burger King, like whatever's on the menu I'm getting, Mountain Dews or whatever, gummy worms, whatever I'm getting. Now it has to be, it's deliberate. Like you deliberately have to plan. If you do not plan, you will fail living this way or eating this way. Because not everything is catered towards plant-based.
I feel like that's good advice for someone who's also just starting out with their plant-based journey is being deliberate and planning ahead. Because if you're not, like you said, it's hard to be successful if you're not thinking ahead, especially when you're traveling or you're on the road.
Yes, I live by the ant philosophy. That's why. Do you know about the ant philosophy?
No, tell me.
Come to find out, ants are the most successful life forms on this planet. The reason number one is they never quit. They never quit. That's where I get the name One Determined Vegan from. So if you put a pebble in front of an ant, it's just going to go one way to get to the other side. It's going to go the other way. If you can't go that way, it's going to try to go over the top. If she can't go over the top, guess what she'll do? She'll try to dig a hole underneath. And if that doesn't work, she'll literally try to gnaw her way through that pebble to get to the other side. All right. Wow. So that's, and then the next thing is ants always plan ahead. In the summertime, they're always thinking about the winter. So they're stacking so much food, like they're putting away food. They're putting away food in the summertime. They're working, 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 working. They're planning ahead. What are they doing? They're making assets for themselves. And what's the grasshopper doing? The grasshopper, on the other hand, in the summertime, he's hopping around without a plan. And then when the wintertime comes, guess what happens to the grasshopper? He starves to death. While the ants have plenty to eat.
Ooh. Right?
Because they planned ahead. So it's all about planning ahead. A, they never quit. B, they plan ahead. And then C, when things are negative, they think positive. They know that the sun's going to come back out again. They know that this winter is not going to last forever. So what's winter? You got winter in your life. You got the winter of when you go to the doctor and you got all these chronic health conditions. You got a winter of the death of a loved one. You got the winter of this thing called divorce. You got the winter of when everything, you just can't get it right. That you just got, everything just goes upside down. But the sun always will come out again. Spring always follows winter every single year. And the last thing that ants are most popular for is, how much food do you think an ant will put away in the summer to prepare for the winter?
Ooh, I don't know. Like, I don't even know how to measure that.
Yes. The answer you're looking for is much as she possibly can.
Wow.
That is what she'll put away in the wintertime to prepare, or in the summertime to prepare for the winter. So that's the philosophy I live my life by. I live my life by the ant philosophy, to do all you possibly can. Right. Don't ever neglect the things that you know that you can do, but do those, whatever you do, do it with all your might. Do it with all your, whatever your hands are chose to do, do that with all your might.
Wow. That's amazing.
So that's the philosophy. That's a little bit of it. It's way more in depth than that, but that's just the surface level of it.
That's beautiful. When we're ending the podcast here, that was just so great. It's like my drop now. But seriously, I mean, I think that's a great takeaway for you listening, and even for myself, just something to remember. I mean, that is very impactful. Kelly, I'm curious too, as you were going plant-based, were there any misconceptions that you had about plant-based diets or anything that you encountered or like tried to do to address them?
I didn't have any misconceptions, to be honest with you, because I did all my research. I did my research in the sense that because I wanted to know the real reason of why my mother passed away. I really wanted to know the real reason of where cancer came from, the real reason of where heart disease come from. So I didn't have any misconceptions. The only misconception that I have is the misconceptions of society saying that we're supposed to eat animal products from the day that we're born. I mean, this is what we're designed to do. We're designed to eat animal products. Like, no, we're not. If you really study human anatomy, if you really just study the human physiology, you understand that. No, human beings are designed to eat plants based on everything from our teeth. We have flat teeth to our claws. I mean, fingers, we don't have claws, sorry. And we have a long digestive system for digesting plants. And then carnivores like lions and tigers, they have short digestive system for processing rotting flesh, which is what, you know, carcasses. That's why it's so short, so you can get that out of your body. So that's kind of just the misconception that I see when people ask me all these different times. Like, I did all my research and I know that human beings are designed to eat plants. No one wants to admit that. Like, yeah, we're designed to eat plants. The reason that people don't want to admit that is because we've been conditioned since we were 6 months old. As soon as your mom cracked open that chicken flavored Gerber, you said, okay. And that smeared across your intestines. It was at that point. And then when your mother gave you the bottle full of cow's milk, it was at that point when you said, okay, this is what I'm designed to have. Your cells will start acclimating to that, but that's not the way nature intended it. Like I said, Mother Nature doesn't make mistakes. Mother Nature is perfect in her design. There's no way that a human being or another mammal is supposed to drink the secretions from another mammal, right? Simply because of the protein content, how Yep. fast that animal grows. I tell people all the time, like, if you want protein, if protein is what you're really after, forget about the cow's milk. I want you to go straight to rat's milk. The reason you want to go straight to rat's milk is because of how much protein is within that rat's milk. Because a rat, it only takes 6 months for a rat to become a full adult. It takes a cow about 2 years to become a full adult. So what does protein do? It makes things grow, right? It takes human beings 18 years to become a full adult. So that's why we don't have huge amounts of protein encased within our food. So that's just kind of some of the misconceptions that I break down to people. Like, these are the laws of nature. You can't defy the laws of nature. You can try, but you're going to lose.
Yep. Absolutely. With your health transformation too, Kelly, were there any other impacts, or what were some of the impacts of your health transformation on other aspects of your life?
Everything. So it's all about the six pillars of lifestyle medicine. Six pillars. So I have an acronym called PACE. So what's PACE? PACE is, the P stands for peaceful mind, right? Peaceful mind. So what is it that you do to relieve your stress? What is it? What's your wuxia moment? Is it meditation? Is it prayer? Like, what do you have to calm yourself down to be at peace every day? And then the A is for active body, your activity levels, right? What are your activity levels? Are you moving around? Are you a couch potato? And then the C is for clean eating, right? What's clean eating? I used to tell people in the beginning to eat all plants. Now I got a lot of pushback with that. Now I just tell people to eat mostly plants. 90% mostly plants. Eat real food, not too much, mostly plants. And then the E stands for energizing rest. So that's PACE. So it's peaceful mind, active body, clean eating, and then energizing rest, PACE. So all of those go into play when it comes to, when I started clean eating. Then I started noticing, like, oh, okay, I'm noticing that I'm sleeping better, or I'm noticing that, you know, my energy levels are better, or I'm noticing that I don't have any brain fog as much anymore. I can think clearer now, right? I don't have crazy negative thoughts like I had before. Like, all of that stuff's being cleaned out. So it's all about your lifestyle. So I teach people it's lifestyle medicine. So it's lifestyle first, medication second.
I love that. Oh my gosh. I love that so much. I think that's fantastic. And it's something good to remember. I'm curious too, Kelly, this is kind of just a quick question. Is there a daily habit that you have that you feel like has been just really helpful for you in maybe regards to PACE?
Yeah. My morning meditation. So my morning meditation is twice a day. So I have a morning routine and a night routine. So the morning routine actually starts the night before. So the night before, I start my day with positivity and I end my day with positivity. So I'm putting on something motivational at nighttime, or I'm putting on something more meditative at nighttime, maybe the last 15 to 20 to 30 minutes, whatever you want to manifest. You manifest your affirmations. So when you go to sleep, you have that on your subconscious. You're dreaming about that. You're thinking about that. You're thinking about, like, whether it's more money, or whether it's losing weight, or whether it's just being a stoic, right? Or being a philosopher. I love philosophy. And then when you wake up in the morning, you pile on top of that. You do it again. And it's morning, evening, morning, evening, morning, evening. So it's a day routine, morning routine, and a night routine. So that's part of my PACE. That's part of my peaceful mind. Like before, like, you have tragedies in your life. Like, I'd have so many tragedies in my life. Like, I didn't know how to handle it. Now when tragedies happen in my life, I'm able to cope with it better because I've calloused my mind in the sense that I understand that I'm more in touch with my feelings. I'm more in touch with who I am. So that's what meditation is. Meditation stands for becoming familiar with. I'm more familiar with myself. I'm more familiar with my emotions. I'm more familiar on how I react to things, right? So that's a little bit of the P, peaceful mind.
I think that's fantastic. And you have a lot of great resources on your website, onedeterminedvegan.com.
Onedeterminedvegan.com, yes.
And you wrote a book. I would love for you to just kind of tell us just a little bit about Plant Saved My Life, and where people can grab it if they'd like to.
That's exactly it. Plant Saved My Life. Plan Saved My Life is, thank you for asking that. Plan Saved My Life is literally about the story that I just told you, the whole story I just told you about plants saving my life. So I use my story to educate you. Keep in mind, like I said, I told you I was a trainer. So I was a trainer in corporate America and I was a trainer at the United States Naval Academy. So I've taken everything that I've learned and the style and techniques, everything that I learned when it came to totally transforming my health within that 11 months or within that year, and everything that I implemented, even things that I've implemented afterwards. So it's basically a guide to go from A to Z on if you want to transform your health, not even if you want to transform your health, just if you want to live a healthy lifestyle, this is the book for you. And again, I don't talk about being 100% plants, even though I'm 100% plants. In the book, I give people like the 90-10 method, like 90% of your stuff, okay, fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, whole grains, and legumes. And then the other 10%, you can do kind of whatever you want. So that's time. That's your wiggle room time. If you're at a party, if you're at a graduation, or if you're out with friends and family, you're like, I can't eat. Don't feel bad about that. I can't eat, you know, my plants. Okay, don't feel bad about that. Use that as your emergency 10% time.
I feel like it's more approachable that way too. And I also feel like this is why I love having people like you on the show, because stories are what help incite change. You could throw 100 research papers at someone as to why they should go plant-based, but oftentimes when they hear a story like yours, Kelly, or even read your book, that is more empowering than reading 100 research papers. And so I think books like these can be really powerful, especially if you have a loved one in your life who you're, you know, trying to encourage to go plant-based. Maybe you yourself are trying to go plant-based. This can be a great way to just kind of help just kickstart or empower you to do that.
100%. Very, very practical. And yeah, and if your listeners want a free resource, they can have The Ultimate Guide to Mastering Wellness. So The Ultimate Guide to Mastering Wellness is at medicinefreemethod.com. Medicinefreemethod.com. So that's what I'm all about. So that epiphany, when that tour guide told me that the medication is from the land and then the land is the medication. So that's why I'm super passionate about this. So that's why I created the medicinefreemethod.com. And you can go in there and get your free resource. It's called The Ultimate Guide for Mastering Wellness. That framework is specifically and more so about eating real food, not too much, mostly plants.
That's wonderful. And we'll include those links in the show notes. That way for you listening, you can access them really easily. Kelly, is there any other way people can connect with you or learn more about you online?
100%. You can just type my name into Google. You can type in One Determined Vegan, or you can type in my name, Kelly Gilberry, K-E-L-L-E-Y, Gilberry, and you'll see me. I'm all over Google as far as like, you know, just with the same message. Just the same message as getting people. If you want to get in contact with me, that's the best way. Punch me into Google or even on all the socials, the same thing, One Determined Vegan.
Awesome. All right. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your story. I really, really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. This is super fun.
Yay, good. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in today and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening to the Plant Centered and Thriving podcast today. If you found this episode inspiring, please share it with a friend or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally say thank you. Until next time, keep thriving.